And now joining us is Jefferson and John Rosado, brought in a couple of players as well. I'm sorry, I got my list here. George Williams and Latrell Graham. So thank you guys for coming down. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you
for having us.
We'll start with you, Coach. Basically, again, your first year with this program, or at least as head coach of the program, how things been going so far?
Good. We just started on Monday. Everybody mm-hmm. else just getting it going and getting after it. There's a little rust there, but as we go throughout, and we've seen progress over 4 days already. So, the administrative stuff of travel gear and scheduling and grade checking and all that.
All the fun stuff that you don't want to deal with.
All the fun stuff that, right, we just want to play some games at this point already. Right. So, but otherwise, it's been fun.
And again, it's so early. I know it's going to be a hard question to answer, but how are the kids been picking up so far with what you want them to do and the style of play you want to have and all?
We're good. I mean, we're not changing too much. Our strength is our strength, and we're going to do what we do and to the best that we can do that and work on our weaknesses to shore those up. But most of the kids I've coached already, and mm-hmm. they know my style. They know the style that we want to play as a program, and so picking stuff up is good.
Now you, George is the only returning starter, correct?
Yes, sir.
And so, how was the development of the rest of the starting lineup? I mean, you lost a lot to graduation, so you're gonna have to develop a lot of players there. Some, I'm sure, they had some got experience last year playing the varsity, but still. You got to get that starting experience. You got to get more pressure on them, probably more responsibility. So how's that coming along in terms of finding those kind of players? I'm sure you got a sense of it over the course of the summer and summer leagues and stuff too.
We did get a look this summer. I told the kids, we talked about it at the beginning. We had a lot of games that we lost by 1 point. I think we had 6 or 7 games in the summer that we lost by 1 point. You take a possession here or there. Those are kind of those young mistakes, mm-hmm. the learning curve and understanding how to value each possession and not taking a play off defensively or making the right play read on offense. So practices, we're breaking them up. Nobody has a starting spot, and we're just the kids got to earn it. So we're evaluating them on a daily basis to see where we can go.
George, I'll talk to you about being the returning starter. And you actually didn't start all last year. It was mostly near the end that you kind of became a starter. Talk about, you're the guy I'm assuming everybody's still looking up to because you're the one that has that varsity experience, the starting experience and all. How do you take upon that role of being the leader, being the guy in charge and all that? And what are the things you're doing on the court? Now, I know you had some leadership experience playing football as well, of course, so that probably helps a lot too, being a quarterback and all. But how up on the basketball court, how have you taken over control?
Well, I just got to show up every day and just show them that I'm committed so they know they follow my footsteps and they know that they got an expectation to meet, and I'm holding it real high and they just got to meet it.
Now, you're coming off a year in which you guys were co-champs. How do you take that experience and what you learned last year and then bring it over to this year?
Well, we just got to stay focused and take game by game and not look past nobody and just play together as a team.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said
closer to Latrell there.
Okay.
Yeah. So for both you guys, this is a question that both of you guys can answer. I mean, when Coach said what we do is what we do, what does that mean to you? What is that? What does Jefferson basketball look like at its baseline? What are things that are just non-negotiable? This is what we do every night. We'll start with George, then we'll move to Latrell.
Well, every night we just want to work. Outwork everybody, and just like we don't coach energy and effort. So that's really what we do is just show up every game.
How about you, Latrell?
We just gotta stay focused. We're intense, and everybody has got to be on the same page, and we all just got to work hard and work together.
And then, Trell, it says, I'm sure you're a sophomore?
Yes, sir.
Is that right? Okay. So that means Coach is asking a lot of you to bring you down here to represent the team. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that means a heavy share of workload on the floor as well. How have you challenged yourself as a player to get better over the summer and through those months to be someone who's ready to take on that bigger role as an underclassman, as someone who, age would tell you is not ready to take on as big of a load as you know you're ready for? What did you do to get your body right, get your game right, so that you're ready to take on that role?
I just take it one day at a time. Any time that I can get in the gym, live, work out that extra day, and I just do whatever I can to prepare myself for the season.
And then, George, is Latrell maybe a great example of what you're talking about, of setting that example, making sure, you know, anyone who's going to be here after you leave, who's going to be responsible for that Jayhawk legacy after you leave, is this a great example, the guy sitting on your right of an example of someone who you're trying to mold in the image and likeness of Jefferson basketball?
Yeah, Latrell knows what I expect out of him this year, and so does the team. So he's going to be expected to be one of the captains and play his role, and everybody's looking at me and him this year.
And Coach, I would imagine George is one of those guys that can be the extension of you, not just on the floor during the game, but can be responsible for keeping guys accountable when you can't be around them. You only got a certain amount of time through the day, through the week. It seems like he's the one who might be the one keeping guys accountable every day.
He is. He's a great kid. And actually, I know him. I think he was about 5 years old when I first met him, and he was a little guy running around the football field and basketball courts. So I've known him for a little while. The trust I have in George, he's a great leader. Prime example of that, I haven't really shared it with the team, but we voted for captains today, and on every ballot, George's name was on that ballot. So, I mean, that speaks to me volumes for what George does. And on the court, I mean, he's that second coach that every coach loves to have. He takes charge and everything like that. So these group of kids have been working their butts off in the gym, talking about Latrell, preparing. I get phone calls that I got to go up to Jefferson and kick them out of the gym sometimes.
So, that's a good call. There's
a big handful of them that I get calls for, which are giving me some gray hairs. But, you know, I appreciate that a lot.
Of course, there are a lot of calls that you can get in. Those are the good ones.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Hey, George, I want to ask you, coming in your senior season, like I said before, and what, when we watched you play this year, I mean, I guess, what did you focus on the offseason? So what we watched you play this year, we'll say, boy, George is much better at X or Y. What aspect of your game did you want to improve on this year?
Getting everybody involved. Make sure we're just moving the ball and sharing the sugar. That's what I call it.
Okay. I like that, sharing the sugar.
That's me, sharing the sugar.
He's got the old-fashioned terminology, right? Okay. And Latrell, how about you? What's the strengths of your game, and what can we expect from you on the court this year?
Communication. We all gotta stay together at all times. No matter, you know, if someone's down, we all gotta take control and pick everybody up and just stay together as one.
Okay, Coach. Kind of run off some of the other players on the team that you'll be expecting big things from. Kind of what positions they play, and what, where you expect to be big, whether it be defensively, rebounding, whatever.
Well, we got DeMarion Jordan. He's coming out this year. He was a football player. He brings us that toughness, rebounding, strength. He didn't play last year, but he played with us this summer. Quay Robinson, he's been committed over the summer. He's definitely picked up his game, and he's another one that really, really wants it. He's turned into a good leader, getting on kids and holding them accountable. You know, there's Diario Newbel. He's another football player. He gives you that toughness and that defense. We got a couple seniors, one that didn't play last year, that are coming out that, you know, you got to have that senior leadership too. The stability from those seniors that I'm counting on to help the younger guys come up. We got a couple sophomores that I am dressing with us that are pretty good. Cleshawn Phipps, and DeMarion's brother, Dezion. They're going to be pretty talented they're pretty talented and going to play a big role in us here over the next couple of years at Jefferson.
Coming into this season, because of what you lost in terms of talent and you know, coach champs, but you lost so many excellent players. So you got the losses on the court, and then people look at a new coach, there's always that transition time. So I don't think a lot of people are going to give you guys a whole lot of respect in terms of how high they think you'll finish in the conference. Tell me how high you can be and how good you can play, and convince me that you're not going to be a team that is still going to be up there, challenge, at least be up there in the upper half of the division.
I mean, I got all the trust in the world in these guys. They're hungry. Every time somebody asks them is about what about last year, that's giving them a little bit of a chip on their shoulder to work hard and to prove a point. You know, and. Where we finish, if we come in, we work hard every day, we all buy in, we show up every day, we minimize our mistakes on the court, we continue to play together, and you know, as five Bulldogs on the court, the sky's the limit for them. You know, I know there are going to be times, being a young group that we are, we are going to have some games where we're going to have to fight through and win some ugly games, you know. So in this conference, it's tough. I mean, this year's, I mean, it's pretty close. You know, everybody's talking Boylan and East, and they deserve that respect. Absolutely. They're talented teams. But I think, you know, there's another six, seven teams that could finish in third and can finish in eighth.
Sure.
You know, you got to show up every day and you got to go to work.